Good morning and welcome to worship at Alamo United Methodist Church. We are so glad to see everyone here. And of course, it's another day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Those that are visitors, we certainly welcome you. And if you are regular, hey, make sure that you shake our hand, give us a hug on your way out. For scripture this morning, one of my favorite psalms is Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with singing. Know that the Lord, who made us, is God. We are the Lord's. We are the people of God, the sheep of God's pasture. Enter God's gates with thanksgiving and God's courts with praise. For the Lord is good. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
It's so good to see everyone here this morning. We trust that you came this morning to worship the Lord. We trust that your focus is on the Lord and nothing else. Amen? Don't worry about what's going on the outside. Don't worry about the basketball game. Don't worry about what you got in the oven. Put your hope and your trust in the Lord this morning. Amen? And because you know why? He loves you. He loves you a lot. Amen. If you would, in your worship bulletins, there is a call to worship. And if you don't have it in your worship bulletins, you may look in your hymnals. Hymnals number 858. And when you find it, if you can, would you please stand? Number 858. Psalms 146. It's also, there's a copy of it in your worship bulletin as well. Amen. And it's also up on the screen as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God for all I have been.
Put not your trust in princes, in mortals, in whom there is no help. Happy are those whose help is in the law, and happy are those whose help is in the God of Jacob, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down.
The Lord loves the righteous.
The Lord watches over the sojourners,
and the
widow. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, from generation to generation. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Prayer. Would you play some?
Oh Lord, we give thanks to you this morning. Oh, you are so awesome. You are so mighty. You who created the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. Lord, we bow down humbly before you this morning. We give all praise and honor and glory to you. We thank you for this opportunity to worship, knowing that it's one more day that you gave us, Lord, to worship one more day, Lord, another chance to get things right. We ask, Lord, that you would bless this congregation, those that are seeking this morning, Lord, We pray that they may find, Lord, the things spiritually that what they're looking for. And we ask, Lord, that those that are hurting this morning, that today would be a day that they can say, yes, Lord, I trust you, and you're going to help me through this difficult time. Bless those, Lord, who don't know which way to go this morning. We pray that the light will be shined and they can see their way. We thank you, Lord, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn, number 701, When We All Get to Heaven. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansion bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to him, what a day of rejoicing there will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sign. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to him, what a day of rejoicing there will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing the victory. Please be seated.
Good morning. Good morning. All right. Fiesta going on, and we're here. Glad to see you all. All right, so we got birthdays and anniversaries coming up. On the 2nd, we have Karen Lawrence. On the 4th, Cindy Williams. On the 5th, Donna Anderson. And on the 6th, oh, I see him back there. Okay, John Austin. So when he doesn't need a pinch to grow an inch, he's already tall enough. All right. And then an anniversary for Les and Gerda Hader on the 2nd. And today is my mother's birthday. My mother, Vicki, turned 75 years old today. So... all right, let's sing Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And many more. Any announcements?
Just to announce to the church that we thank you so much for your generosity that we were able to do for the Abundant Life Ministry over in Malawi, Africa. The church was able to send $500 to the Abundant Life Ministry, and we thank you so much for your generosity. If you would like to know what they are doing and you're interested in where your money is going, on the table in the back there is a nice newsletter. And it's also on the church's website. So I would encourage you to take a look at that and see what the Lord is doing because of your generosity and your love and your prayers and other churches as well, what he's doing in Africa. Thank you and God bless you.
Any other announcements?
Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
Jesus, you called us and commissioned us, your much-loved bride, your greatly beloved church, to live as the salt of the earth. We're not garlic, paprika, or sugar. We're salt. Salt preserves and fends off decay. Salt heals and soothes. It has medicinal value. Salt brings flavor and enhances other flavors. And salt only works when it's out of the salt shaker.
Now, as we prepare for our tithes and offering, let us go to God in prayer. Father, you love all of us, but you love us more when we show that we are generous as you are generous. We ask, Lord, that you give us the heart of cheerful givers so that all may know your glory through our works. We are your hands and feet. All this we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Today's reading is from Matthew 5:13-20. Salt and light, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on the stand and give it and it gives its light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. The fulfillment of the law. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly, I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. May be seated.
morning, church. Let us pray. Thank you for always being a light in the dark places of the world and the dark places of our lives. Our hope is in God. You are the light of the world, and you call us to be light for others. May your light and love blaze in us and in all the world. Amen.
I hope children are on the way now. Children's time is a highlight for me. I understand what's going on then, but then again, I think like a four-year-old sometimes. Just ask my wife. Let us go to God in prayer as we provide for our message. The Holy Spirit has provided so much for us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that as you, the Pastor Ted, delivers the message that your Spirit has given to him, that you encourage him, you give him strength. Let him be your instrument at this time so that all that he says may be your word. And further, Lord, let us absorb your word. Let us be like sponges and take your word deep inside so that when we leave this place, others will see your glory shining through us and we can add to the kingdom of heaven. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Good morning again.
be in the light. Thank you. Never mind doing that question. No, you do not want to upset your parents, right? Okay. That's enough. One thing about children, when you start with them, they're not like us. They're shy. They tell you everything, don't you? And some of the things they tell you that you don't want them to hear, amen? But I just want to tell you, he wants you to be. Now, one last question. Do you like salt? Okay. Salt's good, isn't it? Well, you don't want to eat straight up salt, all right? Two things Jesus wants you to be. One of them is what? Salt. And what's the other one? A light, okay? Salt is good. And you know what salt does? Salt makes things taste better, doesn't it? Sometimes. Sometimes you can have too much salt. But look, know this, children. Once you can be alone, even when you're real, you can be alone. Still, though, you gotta be obedient to parents, okay? That's fine. Okay? Always be obedient to them. That way, you can be the light of the world. Okay? Not only that, your mom and your dad and your grandparents will just love you for it. All right? God bless you all. Okay? Amen. Mom, did she upset you? Okay. Before I start my sermon, I want to tell you this. If you're going to be salt and light, if you're going to be the light that Jesus wants you to be, you're going to have to do this. You're going to have to, as I told those children, you're going to have to be obedient to the Lord. Amen? You're going to have to, if you want to be the light, you got to do what? You got to obey, and you got to do what? Instead of walking in the darkness, you got to what? You got to walk in the light. Amen? God bless y'all. Now, Ted, you got to preach.
Our blessed Lord begins his teaching on this subject. It's called Light the Way. Light the Way. And the scripture reference comes from Matthew chapter 5, starting at verse 13. But just to kind of set this up for you a little bit, he actually starts to preach and tell his disciples and his followers about how the poor in spirit is going to be theirs, and those who mourn are going to be theirs, and the meek. But he goes on, and the verses that we're going to cover this morning is salt and light. And the name of our title of our message this morning is Light the Way. You see, our Lord presents the blessings of God in a very new way. And this was to all the people that were following him. You see, his hearers would have understood that the blessings of the kingdom was not just for those with positions of power. You see, that's the awesome thing about God's kingdom. It's not for those with just position and power. It's for everyone. Everyone. And Jesus shares this with all these people, the meek, the brokenhearted, the hungry, the peacemakers, the merciful, the persecuted. They are the salt and light of the world. It's our job to light the way. And why do we want to light the way, folks? So others may come to Christ. The reason why that we are here on this corner in Foster Road or this spot of land is to be a light for the rest of the world. And Jesus is going to teach us that, how to do that this morning. And I asked the kids about the light. Have they ever been in the dark? I remember a time when I got lost. And I may have told you this story before, but I think it's worth telling before. I got lost. And I got lost because I was in the fourth grade, and I didn't do my homework. I decided, you know what? I'm in the fourth grade. I'm pretty bad. I don't have to do my homework. I'm going to leave my books in my locker. So I left my books in my locker. Well, my teacher was not too happy about that. She called my dad and says, Ted didn't take his books home. And I knew what that meant. I knew what that meant. So I hurried home. I got my little dog. His name was Gingerbread. And away we went down the alley. We were running away from home. Just going. Running. Ran and ran and couldn't go any further. So I kind of hid out in an old storeroom. And I think I told you this before. When it got dark, Gingerbread didn't want to have nothing else to do with me. He went home. He went home. Left me there in that storeroom in the dark. But I got scared. And I was pretty young. I didn't realize I wasn't that far from home. I really wasn't. So I got up and I went home, and everybody's out looking for Ted. This is the only time I've ever been on the television. They had my picture on the television. Have you seen this little boy? And I says, all right, I'm gonna get some mercy here. So I come on home, and I snuck in the window, and I went to sleep. But I got to tell you, I was so glad to get myself back in the light. I was so glad because I was lost. And I wanted to get home where there was light. Folks, there are those in this world today, in this town, even in this community, who are in darkness. They are in darkness not because there is no power, but because they're in darkness because, dare I say, because of sin. But the answer to that is our Lord Jesus Christ. We are his light. We are the salt. And I love salt. I love salt. But I've loved it so much to the point now till my wife and I, we can't shake the salt shaker anymore because of high blood pressure problems. But I can't take too much of it. But I got to tell you, food don't taste worth nothing unless it's got just a little bit of salt. Amen? I mean, it's just bad, you know. And that's what we are, folks. We're like just a little salt on something. We make everything okay. We make it easy for the world to see us. Jesus said that we need to be that salt, to be it. You see, we go so far without the Lord. And then I guess we say, oh, Lord, I'm too far out here. I'm in the dark, and I need to get back to where you are. And that's what we need to do. We ought to be the law, the salt and the light. You see, the problem that is that the kinds of people who Jesus thinks are experts don't have any training or credentials to lead others. When he tells us that we are the salt and light, there are those of us who don't know a clue about how to lead people to Christ. Amen? We don't know what to do. We don't know how to be a light. You see, but that's where the word comes in. Jesus will teach you the things. And what's so awesome about this, he chooses people like us, the meek, the brokenhearted, the merciful, those that don't know their way, those that are not a power position, people, just regular people, he chooses to be his salt. You see, and he calls these folks the salt of the earth. You see, Jesus got to know something and we don't. And he wants us to be the light for others. So let's look at this phrase, this salt of the earth. You see, it's used to describe someone who's honest, hardworking, and down to earth. It also refers to the idea that salt is a basic and essential ingredient, and that people who are the salt of the earth, we are very fundamental and valuable members of society. Don't ever let anybody ever tell you that you're not worth anything. Don't let folks tell you that you'll never amount to anything, because Jesus tells us differently. Amen? He tells us we are the salt of the earth. Yes, you do have a purpose. Yes, you do have a reason for being here. You are to be that salt, to show others the way. You see, and in Matthew 5, it would be very shocking to learn that people says, hey, all these folks up here that are brokenhearted, the poor, the sick, they are the salt of the earth? What's going on here? You see, the salt of the earth also implies that the person is someone who's dependable. Are you dependable for the Lord this morning? Are you reliable? Are you trustworthy? Do you bring a sense of stability to the people, around you? Are you one who just kind of goes through the motion? In this very short passage, we can be understood that Jesus is saying that his followers have a very special role to play on this earth. You see, they must be very careful. We must be very careful to maintain our integrity and our effectiveness. You know, a preacher once explained to me the meaning of integrity. He told me, you know what, Ted? A good definition of integrity is what you do when people are not around. What you do is, what are you watching on TV? What are you watching? What are you looking at on the internet when people are not around? Amen? That's integrity. That's integrity. You see, the poor in spirit, the meek, the merciful, the hungry, the thirsty, the persecuted, all these folks are the one that Jesus chooses to be the salt of the earth. You see, and going even further, it's important to remember that salt has been an important commodity all the way through history. It's been a preservation of food. It's used for seasoning, some medicinal uses, and even in our religious and cultural, we use salt. It was considered a symbol of purity in Jewish rituals, and he called it the covenant of salt. And even in trade, salt was a valuable commodity back then, and it was traded over very long distances. So it would this is an unbelievable compliment from Jesus to be called the salt of the earth. What a feeling it is to be valuable, useful, and an integral part of our Lord's community, and other than just to be pushed aside those because you're poor in the spirit. When I was growing up, before I became old, I used to say to myself, you know, this is my grandmother and stuff, all they want me to do is go cut switches and go get snuff for them and stuff like that. You know, and I used to say, old people, you know, they always want you to do this. They give you a candy that you might not like. But I didn't understand then. Jesus thinks a lot of everyone. Amen. Whether you're old or young, Don't let folks tell you because you're old that you cannot be valuable in the kingdom of heaven. Because Jesus said you can. He says you're what? You're the salt of the earth. So keep that in mind as you go about looking for things to do, you know. And you are necessary and you are needed. And he also, in the next part of this verse, he tells them exactly what they're to do when he calls them the light of the world. He says, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. This statement, you know, you can look at this in a couple, in a different ways, but one possible and good interpretation that Jesus is saying to his disciples and to us, by extension, all believers, that we have a responsibility to spread the teachings and the message of God's love to salvation to others. Let me say that again. We have the responsibility to be able to spread God's love and his teachings to other folks. That's why we are the salt of the world and the light of the world. You see, this will help people, folks out there that are wandering around in darkness. If you don't tell them, folks, if we don't say nothing, then they may continue to wander. You may have someone in your family right now that may be wandering in darkness. It would be your responsibility, our responsibility, to tell them, hey, you need to come back to the light. You need to come back to Jesus. I thank God somebody told me that many, many years ago. Light brings us a sense of direction and purpose. And as light shines, it helps one to find the way in darkness. On board ship, when those lights go out, when there's a problem, we have a drill, it's dark in that ship. I mean, it is very, very dark in those small passageways. And that's one of the times when I thank God that I'm short, because I don't bump my head so much on those hatchways. But it gets dark. And usually there will be four or five of us, and some guy will have the light, the battle lantern, and he'll be shining it away. But I tell you, it is so dark. I really feel for firemen when they have to fight fires like that in the dark, because it's terrifying. They're looking for that light. Jesus wants us to teach it. Wants to teach us to be like the way for others.
Would you stand for our invitation hymn? It's me, O Lord.
It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the preacher, not the deacon, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my father, not my brother, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me. Standing in the need of prayer. Hallelujah, Lord. It's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer.
Always. Amen. Our prayer time. What more appropriate song than we just listened to? Because I say there's no such thing as too many prayers, and we can always stand in the need of prayers. Continued prayers of uplifting and support for our homebound Esther Goins, Elizabeth Grazulis, Hector Martinez, Roy Wood, Kathy Bedell, Elaine Bixler, Norma Glenn, and James Murphy. And we'll probably be adding Dad before long. He's just really struggling lately, so. Yeah. Yeah, as Carolyn said, he did fall the other day again, so. But anyway, continued prayers of uplifting and support for all of God's children, for the people of Ukraine, for everyone, all of God's children. We always need His prayers. Continued prayers of support for Gerda's sister, Emmegard, Virginia Mollenhoff, and her granddaughter, Reagan, Diane Skaggs' daughter, Lisa, Dixie Souter's sister, Martha, Homer Vargas, who, after, you know, under the weather earlier this week with a fever, it's wonderful to see him here this morning. His neighbors, Joaquin Gonzalez, Gregory Puente, who is, he's very, very ill, so prayers of support for Gregory. Valerie Carpio and her daughter Ashley, friends of Karen. And, you know, continued prayers of support, uplifting for Karen and Doug. And he had a pretty good week earlier with his new port got put in. So Karen said he tolerated it really well. Continue our prayers of support for them. Prayers for of the family of Sandy Bundeklaus, a dear friend who, I remember this woman and her late husband, for Janie Linhart. She passed away earlier this week, so prayers for them, for all her family and friends, and for Miss Sandy. And it's wonderful to see Bonnie here this morning. Hallelujah, she's back with us. And may not have the car, but she's here. For Eileen Fader, for Janice Walker. And it's wonderful to see Jim Whitney here this morning. This time last week, he was in the hospital. So wonderful to see Jim with us this morning. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yes. For Linda McMillan, always a bright spot seeing her. For prayers for Sonny, and also for Lance. Lord, hear our prayers. Frank Garcia is also under the weather today. So prayers of uplifting for him to get better. Allergies or bronchitis. Prayers for him to get better. And it's wonderful to see the Dennis family here this morning after missing them last week.
Amen.
And everything went good, so amen. And I'm going to ask for prayers. A couple people have asked me, they've obviously heard, but I got a pretty good dog bite Friday. And this leg hurts. I'm going to ask for prayers that I'll find out tomorrow that I don't have to get rabies shots. So, either way, but just prayers for this healing and no rabies shots. So, also, since David mentioned me and my birthday next Saturday, there will be a collection plate out front. So, y'all can, throw in your offerings for me.
All right, John.
I'm gonna, Pastor bought me breakfast last Thursday, or was it Tom?
That's me, man.
But this Thursday, and then a week from next Saturday, they'll both get to buy me breakfast.
Thanks, John. I appreciate that. Yeah.
And since the women will also be there Saturday, might as well. Joni, Cheryl. Yeah, no dessert. But God bless us all. Continue to walk with God. Praise Him. Give thanks to Him. And pray often, 24 hours a day, for His forgiveness and for all of our family, our friends, for whatever is on illness, mental, physical, emotional. We just all need prayer. So,
amen.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
Often in the scripture, we see Jesus going off by himself for a time of prayer. Jesus prayed often. He spoke with God the Father, and he had picked disciples to follow him around, people of various trades, common folk. And they ask him, Lord, teach us how to pray. And his answer was simple, and it has come down through the centuries. Join me in the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
And as we leave this place, may the Lord hold you in the palm of his hand. May he give you comfort and peace. And remember, as you go out, you are the light of the world. You are the seasoning, the salt. Do God's work. Let God... Pardon me. Let God shine through you. In Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn? Here I am, Lord.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry. All who dwell in darkest sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make. Hey!